Trump v. the NFL, the world did not end, and one-hit wonders. This is a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
So, Jennifer, it was week three of the NFL season. I know you were very excited for it.
Couldn't wait.
Your fantasy team is doing real well. but talk was not about undefeated teams. It wasn't about who's favored, who's the underdog. No, it was about who's standing and who's kneeling. That's because it was apparently President Trump versus sports this weekend. Going all out on Twitter, calling out the NFL, saying that players should be fined, should be fired if they don't stand and for the national anthem.
You know, I don't recall that being in any of their contracts. Is that like a prerequisite that you have to stand?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But the thing is, after he made those comments, NFL owners, including NFL's commissioner, Roger Goodell, a whole bunch of them came out in defense of the players being able to do what they choose as a way of expressing themselves, which was actually pretty cool. It was kind of amazing.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of these owners are uber rich people who supported Trump.
Right.
So they kind of came out. They didn't kind of come out. They did come out, and they said that they supported their players in many cases. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell called Trump's comments divisive and said they showed an unfortunate lack of respect for the NFL, our great game, and all of our players. And players and owners around the league demonstrated in different ways. In many cases, there were many players who did take a knee. There were also many cases of there were several cases of teams not showing up out on the field. Mm-hmm. The Pittsburgh Steelers, one case, and that was in Chicago this weekend. They stayed in the locker room during the national anthem, and that was more of a case of Mike Tomlin, Coach Mike Tomlin, saying, you know, we just don't want to be part of this. This is not. We are taking ourselves out of the conversation,
right.
You know? And also calling it a personal matter, saying it's a private thing, it's a personal thing.
Absolutely.
If I want to, you know, what I want to do during the national anthem.
Some people sat, some people stretched.
Right. It's, you know, and it's also one of those deals where, you know, a lot of people say this is what it's all about. This is what the flag is all about, and being able to express yourself. It's what America's all about, you know. It's being able to protest. It's being able to stand up for what you believe, and it's being able to call out your leaders for it.
Right.
And that type of stuff. Even Tom Brady, NFL butt kisser, Trump butt kisser, Tom Brady came out and agreed that he thought that the comments were just divisive. Now, this all kind of started a little bit on Friday, I believe, when Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, which won the NBA championship, apparently he said he would not go to the White House. Okay,
right.
So then Trump said Stephen Curry hesitated, so invitation withdrawn. To which LeBron James tweeted and said, called President Trump a bum, and said that if Stephen Curry said he wasn't going, then how could there be an invite that, you know, and then he said that the White House used to be an honorable place to go visit until you showed up.
Yeah.
So, lots going on there. This is kind of a battle. I'm a little surprised that Trump is taking up. You know, he's got a lot of other things on his plate right now.
You know, North Korea, for example.
Yeah, you know, he's really busy trying to rip healthcare away from millions. Come on. He's really busy trying to make the tax code favor his friends who have billions of dollars. So he's got a lot of work to do, you know. And plus, he's got this war with North Korea that he's been trying to start for some time now. So, you know, get back to work there, Donald. And I think maybe the NFL is not really your where your focus should be right now.
Bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, right. Also, other sports. Now, the NFL wasn't alone in this. We also had last week the first time that a baseball player, a catcher for the Oakland A's, took a knee as well. Now, NASCAR, which I think is a big part of the president's base, mm-hmm. Came out in full support of everything that he said. And Trump tweeted about that today. He said, so proud of NASCAR and its supporters and fans. They won't put up with disrespecting our country or our flag. They said it loud and clear. There was a case of, I think, Richard Childress Racing said that, if you don't stand up for it, I'll get you a ticket to a Greyhound bus home. So, you know, there are some owners and stuff like that taking a hard stance on this. And this also brings me to, and you know, we could go really deep into this, but This whole national anthem before a sporting event is such an odd thing. It's a weird form of like faux patriotism, I think.
Yeah. And no one's under any obligation to do anything. I mean,
I was reading an article where it talks all about where it, because there are specific rules for how to honor the flag.
Right.
And one of them, nowhere in those rules does it say that you should stand up and put your hand on your heart.
Yeah.
Nowhere. You know, up until the 80s, they didn't even show the national anthem on TV. They didn't even, you know,
yeah.
It was
when did it become such a thing anyways?
After 9/11, it really became a big deal, I think. You know, and I think it was important after then. There was so much stuff stopped, including sporting events. And then when they started again, it was, you know, to show that patriotism, to show that, hey, we, you know, United States stands strong. That's one thing. But now, you know, I mean, every time you see a flyover by the fighter jets and stuff like that, you know, that's all paid for. It's all bought and paid for. It's all this weird faux patriotism.
Yeah.
And anyhow, so that happened over the weekend. And
yeah, and a lot, I mean, what, 200 some players took part in the protest, if you will. And, you know.
And, you know, if you think about it, it wasn't until his comments that did people really start unifying with the player who started it who wasn't even there.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick, right. You know. This wasn't nowhere near on the level that it is now until the president came out. He called players SOBs and stuff like that, and it was very odd. And now he has almost, you know, he's made it relevant.
Yeah.
You know, this was something that one guy was doing, and now it's, now, like you said, hundreds of players are out there doing it. And
it's not going to go away. We'll see what happens next week.
Right.
And, you know, all the way to the Super Bowl.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Moving forward, because the NFL season is young.
Well, Rob, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if the world ended on Saturday, which it was supposed to.
Right. David Mead kind of let us down.
We wouldn't have had all this talk. The National Anthem Sunday wouldn't have been
mattered.
Yeah.
It would have been all about the rapture. This is what we talked about last week, right? We talked about the story last week.
Yeah, I think last Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. So a Christian researcher, and I think he gives himself this title researcher. I don't know if, you know, if it's an official title or not.
I think somebody even tweeted that, like, is that a thing?
Yeah. So this researcher, David Mead, told the Washington Post earlier that he thought the world was going to end on the 23rd, which was Saturday. That's when a secret planet, Nibiru, I think it's pronounced, this secret planet was supposed to pass by the Earth. NASA, by the way, and many astronomers don't even think this
doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. you would, I'll trust NASA on that.
we'll take NASA over a researcher. So obviously, we're still here. The world didn't end.
Or are we?
Newsweek's headline put it best. David Mead reschedules the apocalypse for October.
Oh, has it been moved to October?
It's been pushed back, yeah.
Okay.
He says the 23rd was just simply a sign of oncoming disaster. So whatever that means. Doomsday will start now on October 15th.
Okay.
So
mark your calendars.
The story is going to keep going.
All right.
Some things to look out for include the loss of electric power.
Okay.
That's apparently, you know,
a thing
will happen.
Our God-given power of electricity.
Yeah. So, we're not out of the woods yet.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
A little bit of Monica in my life. I haven't heard this one in a long time.
I know. And you're probably asking me, Rob, why are you playing Mambo number 5 by Lou Bega? Well, Jennifer, it is National One Hit Wonder Day. Kind of exciting. I love me some one hit wonders.
For sure, yeah.
I went scouring the web for looking for the lists of the biggest one hit wonders out there. And there's a lot of wrong lists out there. I just want to tell this to people. There's a lot of lists out there that list like The Knack with My Sharona.
Okay.
They had another hit.
They had another one.
They had another hit. So you got to be really careful with some of these lists. But what I have found, these are the songs that I've found that really kind of that have populate most of the lists that I saw. Okay.
Okay.
So just a few of them. We've got the one that really kind of leads the way is Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Yeah, it's so funny to I mean, these songs that, you know,
yeah.
they're so familiar to you, but that was it.
That was it. Carl Douglas. Maniac by Michael Cimbello.
Oh, yeah.
It was from the Fame, I think, the movie Fame. Mickey, Tony Basil. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blew my mind.
Hey, Mickey.
There we go. Funky Town by Lips Incorporated.
Oh, yeah.
Tum Thumping, Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba. That brings back some
How
memories.
Does that one go?
I Get Knocked Down.
Oh, but I Get Up Again. There we go. You got Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. Another one that I think a lot of people try to forget this one, the Macarena.
The Macarena, which was probably played at every wedding. And
oh, my God.
Every club. For a year.
It's so bad that I actually know how to do that Macarena dance. That's how bad it is. But this is one. This one populated every list that I found, and I don't think that they had another hit. And it's one of my favorite tunes of all time.
Okay. Tainted Love.
Little Soft Cell Tainted Love from early 80s yeah. sometimes.
It's a good one.
Yeah, all right. So there's your one-hit wonders. You know, and it's, to observe that, go out and listen to some one-hit wonders.
Just make sure they are truly.
Truly one-hit wonders. Yeah, no My Sharona. Although that's a great tune, so you can listen to that too. A few other national days. It's National Lobster Day. It's National Research Administrator Day, which recognizes the contributions made by administrators every day. So, which are numerous.
Yeah.
It's Math Storytelling Day, but I'm giving everybody the permission to totally avoid it because I never said that math would be involved in the morning feed.
Math storytelling.
Yeah. It's a way to appreciate the way math enhances our daily lives.
Okay.
Okay. It's National Tune-Up Day, and that does not mean like, you know, hey, Guido, you know, he's going to go tune up somebody that owns him some money or something. No, this is, and it's not even about cars.
I would think that would, yeah, my first thought is
no, it's,
get your car tune-up.
In this, as seasons are changing for most of the country, from summer to fall and then eventually winter, this is a time to tune up your heating system.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. And it's National Comic Book Day, which is a totally awesome day. Go hit up a comic book store because they're cool and they're fun. They get a lot of neat stuff in there. And also, I think that they give out like a lot of free comic books and other types of stuff today. Nice. So go hit it up. It's a lot of fun.
Good deal.
Yeah. All right, hey, that's about all we got for today, Jennifer. Unless you got more. Do you get more?
I, you know, the world's about to end, so I think.
But
not
until October 15th.
I think I'm done.
We've got like we've got about 20 days where we can kind of kick back and then
take it easy.
The procrastinator in me is going to be like, yeah, you know, maybe on the 14th. Though.
Take it seriously now. Yeah.
But don't wait until then to subscribe and review the morning feed. I don't know why I keep wanting to say review to the morning feed. But yeah, don't wait that long to subscribe and review the morning feed. And you can do that on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also, check us out on our Facebook page and the Rivet Facebook page. And yeah, thanks a lot for listening. This has been a Monday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.